chronologically speaking, there are two great groups of Mahayana sutras. And these are the early sutras and the late sutras. The early sutras, the early Mahayana sutras, are those whose appearance, as we say, that is to say, whose reduction to writing and public circulation antedates Nagarjuna. Nagarjuna is the greatest figure in Indian Mahayana Buddhism. It was Nagarjuna who was responsible for promulgating on a wide scale the distinctively Mahayana teachings, especially the perfect wisdom teaching. We're not quite sure exactly when Nagarjuna lived. There are not many dates at this period, but he flourished, as scholars usually say, probably in the 2nd century AD. And he wrote a number of very important works, which are still very widely and deeply studied, including the celebrated Verses on the Middle Way, the Madhyamika Karika. And in these works of his, these various works of his, he quotes from various Mahayana sutras. So because he quotes from them, we know that these particular sutras were in circulation as literary documents by his time. And among these sutras, these Mahayana sutras which he quotes, which Nagarjuna quotes in his writings, are the White Lotus Sutra, that is to say the Saddharma Pundarika, the Perfect Wisdom in 8,000 Lines, the Ashtasastrika Prajnaparamita, the Exposition of Vimalakirti, of Vimalakirti Nirdesha, and the sutras, the two sutras on the Array of the Happy Land, the Sukhavati Vyuha Sutras. And then also the Sutra of Ten Stages, or Dasabhumika, the Ten Stages of the Bodhisattva's Progress. The late sutras, the late Mahayana sutras, include equally well-known names. Among them, there's the Large Sutra on Perfect Wisdom, the sutra in no less than 100,000 verses. Then there's the Diamond Sutra, shorter, much shorter, but even better known. And there's the Entry into Lanka, the Lankavatara Sutra, as well as the Nirvana Sutra and many others. So also included among the late Mahayana sutras is the Sutra of Golden Light.